Hello, everybody. It is great for me to have this opportunity to be able to meet with you in the midst of these crazy days that we find ourselves in. And as we just get started this morning, one of the things that I want to just remind you about and I want us just as a people to do, and that is I want us to remember the family and the fellowship of Mauberly Baptist Church in Longview. Many of you have probably already heard Dr. Glenn Stone, who is the pastor there at Mauberly, has been since 2007, tragically lost his life in a car accident yesterday or this week. And we just want to remember that faith family and the heartbreak that they're going through. This is a dynamic church for the Lord Jesus Christ. They were working to plant 100 churches. That was their desire across America and around the world. And so a church very much focused on obedience to the Lord. And so in the midst of their tragedy, I just want to encourage you, our church family, to remember Mauberly in Longview and be praying for them in these days, as well as, of course, Dr. Stone's wife and his three children who have lost somebody that they love and care for very much. We're in a series during these days. I've just totally changed direction because of the days that we're in. We were initially looking at From the Cross to the Clouds, and that was going to be our theme for these Easter days and leading up to Easter. But I've changed that series, and I want to talk to you about sure steps in uncertain times. So that's going to be our direction in these days, because I think a lot of us have those type of questions. And the message for today that I just want to speak to you from the Word is when God shakes the world. Because I think for real, most of us as followers of Jesus Christ feel like that's exactly what's happening in our lives, that our lives are in a time of upheaval. People wondering, what's the next step going to be? What's going to be happening to us? How is this all going to work out? Why is this happening, not only to the world, but also why is it happening to God's people, to our nation? And let me just say something right here at the beginning. Biblically speaking, COVID-19, I do not believe personally, just from the viewpoint of God's Word, I just don't see it as a judgment of God. And so I know a lot of people are going to say, is this a judgment? Is it not? You know, what is this? If you remember, I shared this some time ago when the hurricane hit New Orleans a few years back, and it devastated so much of the city. But one of the areas where you might think if God was going to be doing a judgment, he would have hit Bourbon Street. And yet Bourbon Street just kind of came out unscathed in all of that. And so people were saying, well, if it was a judgment, you know, God was a poor shot. And the reality is every time you look at the Word, when God judges, he never misses. God always hits his intended target. Judgment goes exactly where God wants it to go. And so COVID-19 is sickening Christians and non-Christians alike. We're having non-Christians, adults, and children are coming down with this. And tragically, we're seeing not only believers, but there's atheists and there are those good old boys who are dying just like everybody else. And so when you see something like this, then it just doesn't qualify as a judgment from the Lord. But what I do believe COVID-19 is from biblical scripture, it is a time when God is shaking things up. God is shaking things. For you and me, our hearts, and this is what I want you to think about, our hearts need to be focused on how can we speak to people who are lost and far from God in these days about our God. How can we represent God to a lost city like Lufkin and the people here who don't know him? For us, I think it is more about how to be God's loving hands to hurting people, that we might make Jesus beautiful to people who don't know him. People who are wondering, is God trying to be mean to me? Is he trying to hurt me? Here on the Hill, we have developed a kind of a mission statement for these days of COVID-19. And here it is. We have these posted all over our office area just to remind each of us. This will be something that we'll be talking to you about in the days ahead. And it is, we obey Christ by sacrificially serving others for gospel advancement. Now, why do we say that? Well, it's taken off of Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And so in these days when many of us are just hunkered down in our homes or very few of us are getting out, I want you to be thinking about, and we're doing that here on staff, how does God want to use us? What are the opportunities that are out there that we can sacrificially reach out and help other people? And what we want is, we want you to be telling us about those opportunities that God is going to be giving you. And we'll be sharing those online as we have some testimonies coming in. So these are days of opportunity for us. But here's a reality. If you've picked up our LifePoint outline that we've got out there for you, the reality is that the values that create a healthy society have been turned upside down. Now, we know that, but that's just something for us to kind of revisit in our mind. My thoughts turn to what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. And he was warning Israel about what could be coming down the road if they didn't change. And he said, "You are doomed if you call evil good and you call good evil. Destruction is certain when you call darkness light and light darkness. When right is considered wrong and what's wrong is considered right. When you claim what is bitter is now sweet and what is sweet you now call bitter." And that just brought me to a truth that I want to give you this morning, and this is it. God says when any society or nation or people calls good what God calls bad, calls normal what God calls backward, that culture is on a collision course with God. Now remember, I don't believe biblically that what we're experiencing here is like a judgment from God, because it is hitting everybody alike, lost, saved, people who believe in God, people who don't believe in God. But I do believe there is a judgment coming. And as your pastor, and for you as you're out there walking among people, we need to remind people when we have the opportunities that we really believe COVID-19 is like a course correction. Now, my passage this morning is taken from Psalm 82, verse 5, where it says, "God presides over heaven's court, and he pronounces judgment, because the leaders are foolish and they lack understanding. People are living in dark times, and all the foundations of society are shaken to the core." I don't know about you, but I think shaken to the core is an apt description of what we're experiencing, not only as a nation, but also as a world society. And it reminds us, those of us who follow Jesus Christ, we are in an election year. And it is coming. It's just down the road. And one of the things this ought to remind us is that we need men and women in leadership position on the local, the state, and the national level who will honor God, who will consider heaven and God and his word. We need that, because this is teaching us we need God's favor. We need his blessing on us as a people. And this is coming as a warning that life is fragile. Death can come to any age and any people. And God is simply saying, there is a pathway to me. There is a pathway to the blessing and the favor and the watch care of God in our lives. So let me just break this down into two or three thoughts that I've got today, and then you have the message. Number one, God's call to return to truth. I just believe this is right at the top. And it just, all of this just really should open our eyes to think about the reality of this. When people ask me to sum up my life, to tell them, what is it that's kept you behind that pulpit there on the hill for these 48 years? How is it that at the age of 70, Pastor John, you are still at it? Well, let me just give you an insight. I want you to understand what makes me tick inside, and it is this. It is all about the truth. To me, that is so important. Truth is the most important thing that exists. It is by truth that men and women, the Bible says, are saved from hell. It is the truth that sanctifies me when I walk in it and you walk in it, that makes us usable for God as well as blessable by the Lord. It is truth that gives us strength for our days. It is truth that comforts us. It is truth that encourages us. Life comes out of living and walking in divine truth. Truth matters. Just write that down somewhere. This is just something I want you to remember in these days that we're in. Our world is being shaken today. And it's not just America, it's the world. And what is that all about? Here it is. We are in a post-truth America and a post-truth world that exists in the universe of a holy God. And it is a God who at times moves dramatically to call us to examine our lives. And I believe with all my heart, that is what this is all about. We have faced SARS. We are now facing COVID-19. We have one societal problem after another. We've got in America, for the first time in my lifetime, the real threat of socialism on American shores. And that threatens the American value that we were founded on, of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. The American value of private property and the reward of success for hard work and diligence. And these kind of things are rampant and present today in our nation for one reason. The moral values that create a healthy society have been turned upside down. And I personally believe that the testimony of Scripture is that when sin increases, either in a personal life or in a national life, in the people, God is simply saying that God will gradually begin to remove His hand of blessing from that life, from that family, and from that nation and that people. That's what I think we're seeing today. And here's the truth in your outline if you're looking. We are struggling in America so many times to get ahead and progress because a holy God is resisting us. We've seen huge gains in the stock market, and we've seen that loss come. And it is a wake-up call. And God is grieved every day. That's what I want you thinking about. This is like the overarching thing. We've got a Father in heaven who is grieved. Let me give you an example of why. Take, for example, Harvey Weinstein. His sin, the reason he lost his job, the reason he lost his standing in the community, isn't the multitude of women that he had sex with. Rather, it's that the women didn't agree to it. And here's the insight. The fact that Harvey Weinstein, a married man, was a habitual adulterer, was not the real issue for people. That never came out. I never heard one time, the man's an adulterer. That never was. But that's God's issue above everything else. In a moral society, a man who is unfaithful or repeatedly unfaithful to his wife, he should have been blocked from a rise to power in a godly society a long time ago. He should have lost prominence long ago. Why? Because he was an adulterer. And that is against the law of God. And rightfully, Harvey Weinstein is where he ought to be today. He's in prison. Why? Because he's a rapist. He was a rapist. So he's right where he ought to be. In a moral society, truth and morality matters. And the issue, I believe, in our country is moral truth. But in America today, it is inconvenient to tell the truth. And sometimes it's offensive to tell the truth. So here's the next insight. Our society honors natural law, but is ignoring the moral law of God. Now, I'll tell you why we honor natural law. Because natural law is sovereign, without mercy, and it brings consequences almost immediately. But moral law many times does not bring an immediate consequence. I'll give an example. You, a man like Weinstein, can engage in sinful sexual activity years, 30 years, and still be alive, still be going through life. But you jump off a 10-story building, and you'll be alive only as long as it takes you to hit the ground. And the reality is, moral law is the most important law, because God is a God of mercy and allows sinners to survive and even enjoy His common grace. Men today and nations are breaking the moral law of God every day. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 11 says, because God does not punish sinners instantly, people feel it is safe to do wrong. And so today, we have in American society the hijacking of one of the grand old parties of American politics, whose party platform is the unbelievable advocacy of abortion. But here's the truth. The only hope for someone or a nation trapped in lies is the truth. That is why we keep preaching. It is our calling, beloved, as God's kids, to lovingly and yet truthfully speak the truth. How are we going to do that in these days? That's why I want to encourage you, and that's what we're thinking about as pastors and staff here on the Hill, to remember the story in Scripture of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan is someone who teaches us that through acts of service from the heart, we can gain access to the heart of people who are hurting. And that is one of the best ways for us to be able to share with people the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be a bunch of like Mother Teresa's and who just multiply 1,000 times over acts of service and kindness to people who are hurting in our town and in our area during these crazy days. And what we want to encourage you to do, as you focus outward during these days to the people around you, maybe senior adults or different ones who can't get out and go to the grocery store, or people who just need to be ministered to because of these days, God's going to show those things to you. You're going to see them, and we want to hear your stories. And so I want to encourage you, let us know so that we can celebrate with you and spread it around what God is doing through Harmony Hill Baptist Church. And so here's that truth. We are experiencing today a shaking of God on our nation and even our world. So it raises this question. What do you do when life is upended on a massive scale? Well, that brings me to number two. Don't be surprised. When you and I are in our homes and we're not getting out very much, just don't be surprised. America and our neighbors of the world, the Bible says, we only have two roads that we can be walking down. Jesus clearly described those two roads to people, the roads that people take every day. It's in Matthew 7:13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads away to destruction, and many are those who are entering through it. But the gate is narrow and the way is compressed that leads away to life, and few are those who are finding it. You see, that's God's heart. That's what He wants us to focus on in these days, about men and women the world over. God says, remember, my people, there are only two roads in life, and they don't end at the same destination. One of those roads is broad and wide, and there are so many people that are on it. And it is the road that is going to eternal destruction and in separation from God. It is an easy road. It is the natural road. It is the Harvey Weinstein road. And it is a road that brings destruction. And so God says, don't forget that in these days, because there is this other road that we want people to get on. It is the road of obedience to the Lord. It is the road of struggle against the current of our day. And that's the road that God has you and I on, to fight this current that is taking place in our society. It's the road of following Jesus, chasing after the Lord, remembering when we're hunkered down in our homes to be in the Word of God, to be on our face praying before the Lord. God, what do you want to do through me in these days? How do you want me to express you to a lost and dying world? How can I find ways to serve the hurting and be the hands and the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, the Bible warned us thousands of years ago through the prophet Isaiah that any culture is headed for hard times and collapse when it reverses the values of God. Isaiah 5, verse 20, "You are doomed if you call evil good and you call good evil. Destruction is certain when you call darkness light and light darkness, when right is considered wrong and what wrong is considered right." 2,600 years ago, Israel had fallen into immorality and injustice and idolatry. They had turned away from the Lord. That's the way I feel about my country that I love, that we have just turned away as a nation from the Lord. And so the message is, when any people, any nation turns from God by the example of their lives, when they live in immorality, hard times are coming from heaven. Why? Because God will remove His hand of blessing and favor and protection. Here's the truth. God says that shakeups are a normal part of life in a broken, sinful world. COVID-19. How are you and I to think of it? Here's the way I look at it. COVID-19 is another wake-up call by the Lord. It is one of the ways that our God is using to awaken us. So what is God saying to those of us who know Him? What is He saying to you and me this morning? Here it is, John 16:33. These are the words of our Lord. This is from the Message version. "In this world, you will experience difficulties." So our Lord has already told us that. So what does that mean? It means we're going to have problems in life. We're going to face adversity. We're going to have times when our world is upside down and everything is like shaking and flying off the shelves, and you and I don't know which way is up. But then listen to what our Lord said. "But take heart." In that, I love that. He said, "Take heart." Now listen, "I have conquered the world. I have told you this so that in trusting me, you will," wait for it, "be unshakable and deeply at peace." In the midst of COVID-19, do you know what God's will is for you? Do you know what it is for my home, just like for yours? It is, God is saying, "My will for you, be unshakable. Do not fall apart like the rest of the world. Don't do that." Why? Because He's here. Here's an insight. For many, these days are designed to bring people to repentance. Remember that. This is what God is doing. And returning to the God they once walked with. There are so many of God's kids who have wandered from the path. Days like this are what? They are disciplines to call God's kids who have wandered from Him, gotten lost in the world, to come back to Him in repentance. Then, for others, these days are designed to cause people to not go their own way, but to seek the Creator to save them and help them. And that's why we're going to be doing acts of service. That's why we're going to be seeking to minister to people. There are going to be those people who don't know Christ that this is going to get their attention. It's not going to get everybody's attention, but God willing, it's going to be some. It's going to get their attention, and they're going to think about eternity. And by God's grace, we want to be there. Which brings me to number three, how God is using these upside down days. Now, what is God doing? Well, as God's kids, how is God potentially using COVID-19 for our good? All right, we've talked about the world. Now let's talk about home. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about the hill, all right? I've just got a couple of things, and you've got the message this morning. Here's what I want you to know. A, sometimes God shakes up our lives to inspect us. He does it to inspect us. You know, when things are flying off the wall, when you and I are in a crisis like today, and our whole world is shaken, I believe one of the things that God is definitely saying to us as His kids is, "I want you to see what I want you to work on in your life." You remember Isaiah, our brother, wrote thousands of years ago, "All of us like sheep have gone astray." Some of us have wandered and we're not even cognizant of how far we've wandered. I remember in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve had sinned, the Bible says that God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and he called out and he said, "Adam, where are you?" Now, God knew exactly where Adam was. You and I know that. But the deal was, God wanted Adam to think about where he was. God wanted Adam to think about, what are you doing hiding from him? Why am I out here in the trees and the weeds hiding from God? You see, Adam had sinned, and God wanted Adam to own it. And that's what he wants for you and me. God wants us to own it. In these days of upheaval, God is saying, where are you in your walk with me? Where are you? Where have you wandered? God knows where you and I are in our walk and in our life with him. But he wants to know if this present adversity in our life is enough for you and I to own where we've allowed ourselves to be. And are we willing to make a course correction? Here's the truth. This disruption to our daily lives is about assessing our walk with him. For a child of God, I think that's what these days are about. We've slipped from where we once were, and God simply wants us to own it. Jeremiah 10, 17, verse 10 in the Living Bible says, "The Lord searches our hearts and examines our deepest motives so that he can give to each person his right reward." Listen, according to how he has lived. Here's the truth. God is more interested in my integrity than he is in my image. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is, image is how you and I appear to everyone around us. That's how we appear. Integrity is what you and I are in the dark. Integrity is what we are when nobody's listening and nobody's watching. These are days for purifying the church. So here's an insight. This virus is a call to repentance for the man or woman who is lost from God. Listen, and it is a discipline to correct the life walk of the child of God. That's what I want you thinking about. So here's a question. Why did it take Israel 40 years to cross the desert getting out of Egypt and going to the promised land? Why did it take 40 years? It was a couple of months walk at best, and yet it took them 40 years. Well, the Bible says that God, over those 40 years, gave Israel seven tests. Seven. And the Bible says they failed every one of them. And every time they failed, it cost them another lap around the desert. An entire generation died spending their whole life in misery. And there are a lot of us as God's kids that are miserable because we will not listen to him. Listen to Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years. Listen, to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep God's commands or not. This, we're in a wilderness. It is a wilderness of lack. It is a wilderness of fear. It is a wilderness of dread. It is a wilderness of insecurity. What is it for you and me? It is a test. Catherine and I are being tested. My pastors here on staff, we're all being tested. The whole church staff is being tested. You are being tested. And it is a time of humbling. This humbles us. And what it does is it causes us to think, what is it in my life that needs to be corrected in my walk with the Lord? God is saying, will you trust me? Will you walk with me? I believe God is saying, when I lift the pain, God always does that. When I lift the pain, when I restore normality to life, what are you going to do? Will you be faithful? Will you change? Or do I have to do something again? So here's the insight. The problems of our days are the measuring tools of God. What do I mean by that? What this life disruption reveals about my walk with him. That's the whole point. This is a measuring tool. COVID-19 is a measuring tool for the kids of God. And it teaches us something about our walk with him. And then I've got one last thing. Sometimes God shakes up our world not only to inspect us, but to correct us, to correct us. When Israel fell into idolatry and had turned away from God, God allowed them to be hauled off to another country, to Babylon, for 70 years. And here's the thing. When Israel returned from bondage after 70 years in Babylon, the Jews never have gone back into idolatry. There are many Jews that are not believers, but the thing is, there's only one God that the Jews identify with, and that is Jehovah. Hebrews 12, verse 8 says this, God corrects all of his children. And if he doesn't correct you, then you don't really belong to him. What that simply means is, if you can live a life of sin away from the Lord, and God not discipline you, God not get your attention, that really means you don't even belong to him. Because God will discipline us. And he goes on to say, God corrects us for our own good because he wants us to be holy as he is. It is never fun to be corrected. In fact, at the time, it is always painful. Would you agree with me these are painful days? I mean, they're painful. And it's because for the child of God, for me, for you, these are days of correction. God's inspecting us and God is correcting the course of our lives. You know, God teaches in the Bible that parents who love their children will correct them. Do parents enjoy correcting? You know, I remember my dad was saying, you know, when I spank you, it hurts me more than it does you. And I always thought, whatever. I want to tell you something. As a dad, having to discipline my boys, there's never a time I enjoyed that. But did I do it? You bet I did. Why? Because I love them. And I wanted them to grow up right. And that's the same way about our Father. God doesn't enjoy this, but he does it because he loves us. In Hebrews 12, it's a very important verse for our lives. When God spoke the Ten Commandments and Moses chiseled them into the tablets up there on Sinai, the Bible says God's voice was so loud the people in the valley below could hear him. Now, I want you to listen to Hebrews 12, 26 and 27. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. But now, God says, I will not only shake the earth, but the heavens. And then he explains what that means. By this, he means that he will sift out everything without a solid foundation. He's talking about my life and your life. Those things in our life that don't need to be there. Now, why does God sift us? Here it is. So that only the unshakable things will be left. You and I are going through what we're going through because God's love for us is so strong that God says, I want to shake out of your lives what shouldn't be there. And that's what it's about. These are times when God is sifting out of our lives what's hindering our walk with him, much like a cook does when they sift flour. Why? So that what's in there that shouldn't be there will be taken out so they can make something good out of the flour. So in closing, here's my thought. What's this problem of life teaching us? Psalm 119, verse 59. I have thought about my life, and I have directed my feet back to your written word. I think if there's anything these days are about, it is about driving us as God's kids closer to him. God is seeking to draw you and me to him. Are you listening? God is watching over us. God never forsakes his kids. He's not forsaking us. But we are in the midst of a shaking. God is shaking this earth. Why? Because he wants to bring some to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's taken away security that people will seek for him. And God is shaking the lives of his people. Why? Because God is inspecting us and he is showing us what he has seen and he is seeking to correct the direction of our lives. I love you. I love you here on the hill. God has a plan for us. He has not forsaken us. These are uncertain days, but they're uncertain because our Father is seeking to get the attention of the world. He wants to draw people to himself and to his son. And he wants to draw you and me closer to him, cleanse our lives, and set us on the path where we've wandered. Let me pray over you. Father, thank you this morning, God, for your word. Thank you that you are with us. You have not forsaken us. You have not walked off. This is not a judgment. It is a shaking. It is designed to get our attention. It is a course corrector. And so, Lord, this is about everybody, not just lost, but it's also about the saved. It's about those who are in your family and those who are out of your family. It's about those that you want to draw to the cross for salvation and those that have stood around the cross and are wandering. It is about correcting the course of our lives. And so, Father, we pray in these days that we will reach out to people who don't know Christ. We will seek to serve you as his people because we have corrected our own lives and we want to be about your business in a lost and dying world. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for providing for us in these days. And thank you as we walk through these days that there are things you want to teach us and we're going to stay in the Word, that we will hear from you and know what you want us to do. And we thank you now in Christ's precious name. Amen and amen. God bless you guys.